Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Daribel, D-A-R-I-B-E-L, Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Daribel Alvarez was accompanied to the evaluation by a professional translator named Hector Landrau, L-A-N-D-R-A-U, from Accurate Translations. Paired according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Alvarez was injured at work on 2/25/21. Apparently, she was in a trailer and pushing a cart that fell on her left lower shin. Apparently, this was a utility cart. Apparently, she did not fall and believes the cart was six feet. The cart was 6 feet tall and weighed 60 pounds. Apparently, as a result, she believes she injured her feet and ankle, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery in this matter, period. New paragraph, as per her amended claim petition, Ms. Alvarez alleges she injured her left foot, comma, left ankle, comma, foot, comma, leg, comma, hip, comma, back, comma, knee, comma, upper and lower extremities, comma, pain, comma, weakness, comma, stiffness, comma, achiness, comma, loss and or restriction in use, function and or motion that were orthopedic, neurologic, and neuropsychiatric in nature. Paired treatment records show she was seen at Larchmont Imaging on 2/27/21. Paratory is referred from Dr. Manaya, M-A-N-I-Y-A, due to low back pain. Paratory was read as possible muscle spasm in an otherwise unremarkable conventional radiograph of the lumbar spine. Paired on 3/15/21. She was seen by Dr. Manaya. And had tested positive the previous week for COVID, period. She was started on medication and instructed about isolation. Period, there was no description of the work injury. Pitch return on 3/19/21, and again did not report any orthopedic or neurologic symptoms, period. She was instructed to go to the emergency room if she had chest pain and shortness of breath with occasional O2 saturation of 88 or 90. Currently she was 100% at rest and 6% at exertion. Period. Dr. Manaya saw her on 5/3/21 and for the first time reported she had left ankle pain. She had been to the emergency room on 4/29/21. And was referred to an orthopedist. She had been having left ankle pain for the past 2 to 3 months. She also has knee pain. She is no longer working since the previous weekend. She was discharged from the emergency room with a boot. Period. She saw a sleep specialist who recommended seeing a bariatric surgeon for management, for weight management. They were awaiting a CPAP / obstructive sleep apnea workup. Period. Dr. Manaya advised her to use the boot from the emergency room and follow up with orthopedics. Period. She was also going to use Voltaren gel for pain. Period. New paragraph at follow-up on 6/9/21, the petitioner related via a video call that she saw a podiatrist named Dr. Stranix, S-T-R-N-A-I-X, but an MRI he ordered was not yet approved. Third, she again wanted to undergo bariatric surgery. Period. She was referred to another podiatrist named Dr. Rockmore, R-O-C-K-M-O-R-E. Period. Dr. Minaya followed her progress over the next few months. Period. On 9/30/21, she underwent an ultrasound of the abdomen to be inserted here. Period. On 7/21/21, she wrote, having seen a podiatrist who ordered MRI and physical therapy, but the MRI was not approved, and she contacted her lawyer to help with the approval. Period. She was scheduled to undergo bariatric surgery in October and endoscopy on July 30. Period. She was seeing a surgeon named Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A. Period. Ms. Alvarez was seen again on 10/6/21, indicating that she is talking to a lawyer because she thinks this is a workers' compensation injury and they are awaiting MRI approval. Period. She also had a low back pain that started 2 weeks ago that was not work-related. Period. There was no precipitating injury. Period. She requested a refill of Flexeril to be used as needed. Period. She was then referred for x-rays. Period. At the visit of 2/2/22, Ms. Alvarez related Dr. Stranix gave her an injection, but it made the pain worse. Period. Her lawyer was requesting records of the first day she saw Dr. Minaya for the injury, comma, how many times she was seen, comma, and what treatment she was rendered. Period. She was told that our, quote, our records say her foot slash ankle pain is due to her being overweight and not from the work injury. Period. End quote. She gets lower back pain when she is working in the warehouse. Period. She had back x-rays that were normal. Period. She was also diagnosed with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and had surgery on the left hand. Period. The right hand is bothering her more. Period. New paragraph on 5/10/22, a telemedicine visit was performed, noting she was advised to consider surgery in regards to her foot pain, but she did not want to do surgery. Period. This would keep her out of work for 6 months, and she wants to avoid doing that. Period. The foot pain has improved since the bariatric surgery was done. Period. Exam found left lateral malleolus tenderness and left lateral ankle swelling. Period. Plantar and dorsiflexion were normal. Period. She was refilled on her Flexeril and advised to use heating pads. Period. At the visit of 7/29/22, the petitioner complained of having a rash on her hands. Period. She also claimed to have an accident, had had an accident at work when she and asked for the record on the papers. It says her left foot hurt because of obesity and not because of her accident. Period. She was requesting a medical note stating that the foot pain is secondary to her job. Pritchy still has pain with flare-ups due to extensive walking at work. Pritchy continues to follow up with a podiatrist. Period. She had lumbar range of motion intact. Period. Left ankle range of motion was restricted. Period. There were rashes on both elbows from a non-specific condition. Period. New paragraph. Prior record show Ms. Alvarez was seen by Dr. Meniere as early as 6/29/18. Period. She was diagnosed with an acute upper respiratory infection, obesity, numbness of the hand, obstructive sleep apnea, and a body mass index between 40 and 44.9. Period. She was referred for bilateral upper extremity EMG studies. Period. On 11/27/18, she was referred to bariatric surgery for weight loss surgery. Period. She had an EMG that reportedly showed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. The petitioner continued to see Dr. Meniere regularly for her general internal medicine issues over the next several months, running through 11/7/19, period. On that date, she needed preoperative clearance for left hand carpal tunnel surgery, period. On 6/12/20, she refused COVID-19 testing. But today reports she was in a different county, so she was not able to get tested. Period. Her respiratory symptoms had improved. Period. The last visit before the subject event was on /2/16/21. Through a video call, period, she was complaining of back pain after lifting heavy boxes at work. Period, she informed her employers about this. Period, she had been working with the current employer for about a month. Period, the back pain started a week ago, all of a sudden, and not from any particular event. Period, she denies numbness or tingling. Period, the pain is located in the mid-lower back and lower back. She usually has back pain during her periods, but thinks her current symptoms are unrelated to her menses. The pain did not radiate to the buttocks or lower extremities. Period. She was evidently referred for the lumbar x-rays done on 2/27/21, listed at the front of the record summary. But in this patient-assisted self-exam via telehealth, pain was elicited upon forward flexion of the lumbar spine, but motion was intact. But lower extremity range of motion was intact. But she was able to move all extremities and had no foot drop. She was diagnosed with lumbago, for which she was referred for lumbar x-rays, prescribed Flexeril, and was to undergo urinalysis with culture and sensitivity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She wore a sweatshirt, but the remainder of the exam is normal. Extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for resisted left plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Had full range of motion of the left ankle with complaints of tenderness in every plane. appears to be a global tenor palpation about the left ankle, but there was none on the right. Appeared feet and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her toes, but not on her heels. Appeared she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 30 degrees, limiting it herself. Appeared she was able to bounce up and down on her toes and do a left heel raise. Appeared she could not walk on inverted or everted ankles, but could perform a figure of eight pattern. Period. She was tender at the left greater trochanter and iliac crest, but there was none on the right. Period. There was also tenderness in the left upper buttocks in the midline. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 90 degrees elicited anterior knee pain and low back pain. Anterior knee pain with no radicular complaints. Appeared no low back pain was elicited. Appeared on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Appeared, and go back to lower extremities, and at the end say she was tender to palpation at the left plantar fascia and the lateral aspect of the left thigh, but there was none on the right. Impressions. Arabelle Alvarez alleges to have been injured at work on 2/25/21. Richie currently states that this was the result of a 6-foot-tall, 60-pound cart that fell onto her left ankle area. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Richie did belatedly see her family physician named Dr. Manaya. Period. She was referred for lumbar x-rays on 2/27/21 to be inserted here. It does not appear that she underwent left foot or ankle x-rays through Dr. Manaya. Period. However, she was being treated concurrently by a podiatrist. Period. During her course of treatment after the subject event, she underwent bariatric surgery. Period. This had been discussed even before the incident in question. Similarly, she complained of low back pain less than a week before the alleged work injury. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Alvarez found she was able to walk without a limp or a foot drop and an assistive device. Period. She was not able to do a heel raise on the left. Period. She had full range of motion of the left ankle with complaints of tenderness in all planes. Period. She was globally tender to palpation about the left ankle. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankle were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. And that is the end.